Moncrief on News Talk.
Go to a gig and you'll see half the crowd holding up their phones. Why do they do that? Why have the experience mediated through a screen where you can look with your eyeballs and see the real thing? To which Examiner columnist Jane Cowan replies, I'll do what I like. Good afternoon, Jane.
Good afternoon.
Could you explain for people over the age of 26 why you do this?
Look, I just think, you know, you've bought your concert ticket. I'm at this thing that I've been looking forward to for probably months. And I will be rewatching those videos when I get home. So I'm going to take videos of my favourite songs. And I don't feel I should apologise for that.
Yeah. Now, and do you, and like, how many videos of people, how many gigs have you been to? Like, is there a massive amount of songs on your phone?
This is the thing now. People, when I say that I like to take videos at concerts, some people automatically assume I'm one of those people like filming from start to end. And like, I'm not that bad, but there would be quite a few videos of concerts on my phone for sure.
Yeah. Do people video it from start to finish?
I think very few people do. But, you know, when you say that you like to use your phone at a concert, some people just think like, oh my God, you're not in the moment. You've not even like gone to the concert. And I just think it's a bit of pearl clutching. Like I've taken 30 seconds to video my favourite song. Like, I don't think it's that big of a deal.
Well, I mean, in a world of things to be outraged about,
we have to get our priorities right.
That'd be fairly low down. But for you, it doesn't take away from the experience for you, though. You still feel like you're there, even though you kind of have to think some of the time, at least, about filming bits of it.
Yeah, I mean, a concert is quite long. Like, I just don't think a 20-second, 30-second video is, you know, going to really change the experience very much for me. Now, I would definitely not like film an entire song start to finish or anything like that, because at that rate, yeah, you should probably just be watching the video of the concert on YouTube or something. But, yeah. These are prized possessions of mine that I can see where exactly I stood in the crowd at like a Hozier concert a few years ago and things like that. Like, I love looking back on them.
Yeah. And you you were at Olivia Dean, were you recently?
Oh, I was, yeah. And like, fantastic to just be able to see. And I've shown all of my friends these videos who weren't at the concert.
Yeah. And so how many songs, how many Olivia Dean songs or snatches of songs did you record?
I probably took 5 videos throughout the whole concert and like about 30 seconds each.
Right.
So really, in the grand scheme of things, not a whole lot. But I just really like to have them.
Yeah. And was it particular song, like, were there, you know, did you have your phone in your hand waiting for to her to sing a particular track and then, oh God, I got to get a bit of this one?
Yeah. Like, she closes the concert with Man I Need, which is like her most famous song probably. And like the crowd just went insane. So I was waiting for that to definitely take a video of at least part of that song.
Yeah. And do you have concerns that you might be blocking other people's view of what's going on stage?
Yeah, well, you know, this is maybe I'm quite tall, so I'm probably already blocking their view. I try not to do like too much, like holding my phone like as far above my head as possible. But, you know, I do think when you're going to a concert in this day and age, you do just have to be prepared to see people's phones sort of in the crowd.
Yeah, but I imagine, though, at Olivia Dean, probably most people were holding up phones, or a huge proportion of that crowd would be holding up phones.
Yes, it definitely depends on the crowd. A lot of people at Olivia Dean were taking videos. I was then at The Cure like last week. And far
the only
fewer
one.
Phones in the crowd there. I was a little bit, I was a bit of an anomaly in that crowd.
Yeah, they wouldn't have phones you know, unless they could get a big long wire from their house.
They're still on the Nokias. Yeah.
Yes, so to do that. And do you have on your, well, what do you do if you change phones?
Well, this is, you know, the miracle of technology. I can transfer all of my old photos come from my old phone onto my new one.
Okay.
And I'm keeping them.
Yeah. And so how far back does it go now on your phone at the moment?
Oh, years and years. Like, I've got photos on my phone that were taken on my very first phone.
Yeah. But of concerts.
Yeah. Honestly, almost every concert I've been to. I'm just sad that when I went to like One Direction concerts when I was 8 years old, I didn't have a phone at that age. That's my only regret in life.
Yeah. So you feel you've lost something if you didn't record a bit of it?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I just think they're lovely to look back on. And, you know, if my parents had videos of really cool concerts that they went to in their 20s, I'd be like, I'd love to see those.
They'd be in black and white.
They would. They'd be silent, but I'd love to see them.
And in 20 years' time, Jane, when you're and Olivia Dean is an old lady, as far as your children are concerned, will you be kind of going, look at this, kids?
They'll probably think I'm terribly uncool, but I'll still be showing people. Anyone that wants to watch, I'll be happy to show them.
Oh gosh, that's interesting. Yeah. Well, I wonder, will that be the new generation gap when you're older? When you're middle-aged, will the generation gap be your generation are trying to show people things in their phones, but your children are going, I don't want to look at your stupid old phone because it's...
Yeah, my parents or my kids will be like, I don't care that you took this 20 years ago. Yeah, probably.
They'll have things injected in their eyeballs or something terrifying. Jane, thanks so much for talking to us today. That was Jane Cowan there, columnist with The Examiner.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.